Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
How are you, friend?
Doing good.
I'm doing good, too. It's nice to be back in the room with you.
Sure.
Back on the horse again.
I will admit, people who listened to last week's episode, where I was in the host chair.
And last week was what you usually refer to as a non-canonical episode.
Yeah.
It's a kind of that you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I go to a strange new world where Spider-Man is a Latino teenager. I realized...
Well, technically, we're in a strange new world where Sonny D is a Latino teenager.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Wait a minute. No, Christian, you're like 22. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Christian's like 20.
He has a teenish enthusiasm, though.
He does have a teenish enthusiasm and foolishness.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's very
hot-headed.
Foolish. Extremely hot-headed.
Hey, Christian, it's okay. We know you're a big boy. I remember something that we... that we did a couple of times in college that we thought was funny, but the people we were doing it to did not, which is, I think, most of the things we did in college.
I mean, we hosted a radio show together for 4 years.
Sure. Was when we would see someone with a child, call the child a baby, even though it's like four, and they hate it.
They hate it so
a four-year-old
much.
Hates being called a baby, and their parents don't like it.
No, it's still funny to
but
me,
But we
though.
Would do it and laugh.
I'm laughing right now because I'm remembering how funny that was.
Yeah. So listen.
So what a beautiful baby.
Not only to Christian, who we downgraded to teen, but to all the four-year-olds who we called babies in college, we're sorry. We know you were big boys and girls.
But I will continue. I mean, I am deeply committed right now. Anyone under – I'm 35 now.
Sure.
I'm going to say anyone under 31 is a teen.
Okay.
Depending on, like, what type of hat they're wearing.
Sure.
Pretty much.
General vibe.
Yeah, like if they're holding a skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, someone holding a skateboard is a teen.
Yeah.
It could just be like a 40-year-old burnout.
Well, let's be clear. That's the only people that hold skateboards anymore.
Sure.
There's no teens skateboarding in America in 2016.
They're hoverboarding.
Yeah, or whatever.
It's hard to catch Pokemon when you're trying to also do a
vert ramp.
Backside shove it.
Yeah, backside shove it. That was better than vert ramp.
Both bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's say this.
Ollie, Barry.
Let's say 0 to 12.
Sorry, that's a kind of jam.
Let's say 0 to 12.
Yeah.
Baby.
Right.
12 to 31, teen.
Yeah.
31 and up to death.
Grandpa.
Well, I was going to say big boy. And I think that's the thing, like Summer Boy, where it doesn't need to be gendered.
Yeah.
We can all be big boys.
Yeah.
Even girls or people who identify as some other kind of gender.
You know what? I think that in some ways, the story of our generation, Jordan, is the story of the struggle to become a big boy in a difficult economic and social climate.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, and to go in the big boy potty.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that all of us look up to the greatest big boy of them all, President Barack Obama.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I know we don't want to get too partisan on the show.
Certainly not. No, I mean, this is a deeply nonpartisan program.
Sure. It's informational.
We have always been, well, we've always supported the Natural Law Party because we wouldn't want to defy Mother Nature.
Sure.
But besides that.
I mean, as your radio home in L.A., KPCC says, no rant, no slant.
Exactly. And... No, Grant. Ulysses S. Grant. So that's the one other
he will not
thing
be mentioned, even in stories about the Civil War.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll just say, that guy.
Yeah.
That old codger.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think we all, you know, if not watch the whole thing, at least watch clips of the DNC this week. And, I was just really inspired by that big boy. I felt great that, you know, I got to have... You know, this big boy in my country for 8 years and his amazing big boy wife and I mean, and they're two beautiful babies.
Yeah. When I think about him, you know, the first ever African-American man occupying the presidency, living in the White House, eating grown-up food with a fork and knife. It is so beautiful to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a beautiful picture.
Yeah. And it's really, really amazing that we might have our first female Big Boss.
It's true. I mean, for years, children, young girls growing up had no female big boys in the White House to look up to. They had them in Congress and the Senate,
of
certainly.
Of course,
Dianne Feinstein.
Certain astronauts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a new world.
Sally Ride.
It's a new world.
Who might have been the teacher that blew up.
No, I think Sally Ride was fine.
That's the astronaut?
I think she was the first woman in space.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the teacher that blew up?
Joan Challenger.
We, of course, respect this and all of our nation's tragedies.
Absolutely, yeah.
A single tear rolls down our face. We apologize to the Challenger and its friends.
Everyone.
All big or small, whatever the size may be.
So, what are we talking about?
Big boys.
Big boys.
Teens.
Teens.
Tweens.
All those.
What about tweens? Who's a tween?
I mean, I think a tween is a tood.
Okay.
I don't think a tween is necessarily an age. I think a tween is a tood.
Okay.
I think someone can behave like a tween. I mean, I think if it would be different if we were in marketing, which we're not.
Right.
We're in journalism.
Right.
But.
That's why we're so nonpartisan.
Exactly. No rant, no slant.
Yeah. No grant.
No grant. No Ulysses S. Grant. Yeah, I think of a tween as kind of a connected young person.
Right.
You know, getting out there, hot takes.
You know what? How I imagine a teen,
or
I mean, excuse me, forgive me. You know how I imagine a tween? It's a boy and his twin brother. They live in a hotel. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're sort of running everything. They're super rich, and they're running everything from this hotel. They're having like, I guess I would describe it as a sweet life.
Yeah. You're totally getting at something that I don't know what you're talking about.
Should we introduce our guest? Because she clearly knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, please. Help me out. I would love nothing more than to participate in the bit.
She's a comic. She's one of the hosts of Maximum Fun's brand new podcast, Tights and Fights, Danielle Radford.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Danielle, would you like to care to explain to Jordan?
What bit was Jesse doing?
So, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Okay.
It's a television show. It's about these kids who, as he said, they live in a hotel. And, like, somehow all these, like, crazy hijinks happen in the hotel.
Wow.
But then later... they're on a boat? What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
What? Yeah.
And
they still have a pretty sweet life on the boat, though.
Do they change the spelling of sweet depending on where they are?
No, they should. I would have called it, tight life of Zach and Cody.
For the first half of the show, it was spelled S-U-I-T-E.
Sure.
So sweet. Then later on in the run of the show, it was spelled B-O-A-T.
So the sweet spelled... B-O-A-T.
Spelled B-O-A-T.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Right, because later they were on a boat.
Is there an umlaut over that?
No, sir.
You know, it's funny. I recognize this show from, I think, a Dan Savage appearance on This American Life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, because I missed that one.
We're Dan Savage.
The boys figured something out about themselves.
Yeah, he teaches them that men have sensitive prostates.
This is when they become GGG.
Right, exactly.
That's actually called the cast who becomes GGG.
Yeah. And again, that's just kind of where I get my entertainment, because I listen to a lot of public radio, but I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. Jordan doesn't even have a TV.
Yeah,
he sometimes on his laptop, he likes to watch documentaries on Netflix.
Sure. But I mean, I prefer like real stories.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I mean, that I don't need Hollywood blockbusters. I've got real stories.
Can I throw something out to the two of you?
Please.
And I want you to tell me whether this makes a shit ton of sense to you, okay?
Probably.
Whether this really connects with you. But at the end of the day, you, me, Danielle, Christian, Ira Glass, We're all storytellers.
Yeah.
Yep. Just
mm-hmm.
out here telling stories.
We're just trying to make sense. It's like we're cavemen.
Sure.
Around a campfire.
It's a primal instinct.
And we're wearing those, like it's like a bearskin midriff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like a single strap bearskin.
We're wearing a bearskin singlet.
Like a bearskin singlet. Mm-hmm. And we're holding those. It's like a fat baseball bat.
To club?
You got it.
That's the one.
And we're chasing those, you know, it's like a walrus, but it's crossed with a tiger.
Sure. A dinosaur.
Yeah. And anyway, the point is we're storytellers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, beginning, mm-hmm, middle, mm-hmm, end, okay? Mm-hmm. Setup. Rising action, climax,
sure.
Denouement. Okay,
boy goes on a journey, finds out who his dad is.
Exactly.
Post credits tease for the next story.
Yeah, you can never go home again.
Sure,
you guys can never go home again.
I only do cave drawings of two boys who live in a hotel.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
the adventures that go on.
I mean, really, the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, I think, is just based on one of our oldest archetypes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really true.
Man, just like man versus nature, man versus self. Twins versus hotel.
Of course, just like the Legend of the Monkey King.
Sure.
They have those cudgels that mm-hmm. grow or shrink.
Mm-hmm.
It lets them dance among the clouds mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. their pig friend.
This is also in The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yes.
Did they have
it's
a pig
very
friend?
Special episode.
That sounds special.
You know what? Yeah. The more I think about it, this is actually a Mary-Kate and Ashley thing. So. This is from Mary-Kate and Ashley, New York
that.
Minute,
mm-hmm.
co-starring Andy Richter. Man, one time I got to talk to Andy Richter about what it was like to be in a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
Yeah.
He said it was really fun.
Yeah, because Andy Richter had that that fun part of his career where he was not on Conan anymore,
yeah.
but was out being just like a working character actor and did all sorts of, like he did those cool sitcoms that he was in.
Yeah, his
but
sitcoms,
then was just,
he did two different very funny sitcoms.
Super funny. Super,
yeah.
super fun.
I think Andy Richter's great.
One of them was called The Tight Life of Andy Richter.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right. I think that's right. It was about his pussy.
Yeah. So many tight lives out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Then he was just the dad in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
That's fun.
Well, who else would you get?
No.
Andy Richter's
that's the best
delight.
One. That's the best one to get.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm starting that part of my career now, so this will be the last podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm heading out to be a beloved sitcom dad.
Well, at least I'm getting that Tonight Show money.
Yeah.
That's going to last forever.
Boy, howdy.
Wait, that's when he came back. Sorry. I messed up the timeline there.
That's okay.
When I was making that analogy.
I think Conan forgives you.
Thank you, Conan.
Yeah, Conan forgives you.
Thank you, Conan.
Do you have an earpiece that you're talking to Conan O'Brien?
You know, we just speak through our hearts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Care Bears.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have the same connection with Spike Ferriston. From Talk Show with Spike Ferriston.
Yeah, short-lived, but your bond is strong.
Yeah, our bond is strong.
Hmm.
He wrote The Soup Nazi.
Yeah.
Spike Ferriston.
I have one with Magic Johnson. From the Magic Johnson Show.
Oh, the Magic Johnson Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got one with Keenan Ivory Wayans from The Vibe Show.
Oof.
Ooh.
I think
that means that you're also connected to all Wayans because they are all connected.
Sure. They're like the Borg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are Wayans. Join us. Resistance is futile.
I think the Wayans are just
why
number.
Why you tripping?
I am Kim Wayans. I'm probably doing fine. I'm probably not sweating it.
I just want to meet like the one doing okay, but doesn't need to be on TV. Wayans, just like the one normal Wayans.
Just the Wayans who's like a phlebotomist.
Yeah, just like the well-adjusted Wayans. I would love to meet.
And he's like, yeah, I went to phlebotomy school, and I work at Kaiser. I work down at Kaiser, and
really touching some lives. It's great.
Yeah, it's really good. To help people do their blood tests.
And, you know, he sees the guys a couple times a year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so busy with shooting and everything, but...
Yeah, but we have a lot of fun when we have a family barbecue.
We make time to hang out.
You know, a lot of people say, I'm the funny one. And in a way, it kind of comes out when I'm doing my phlebotomy.
Sure.
Yeah. Trade school.
What's the most recent Wayans thing? Is there a current Wayans project
yes.
either on TV or... coming to theaters?
The only project I know of is Damon Wayans Jr., and he's doing great.
Oh, Damon Wayans Jr. is in all the things.
Yeah, I consider him to be a Wayans project for sure.
What didn't the middle Wayans, didn't they just have a parody movie come out recently?
I think Marlon Wayans still heads up the yearly or bi-yearly scary movie, and maybe they're not even called scary movie anymore.
I think it was something besides.
Oh, you know, I remember it. I did not see it, but I remember it was called A Haunted House, and I think that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's like their contract with America. It's just we have to put out. That's how we let them have so many Wayans.
Do you think they got the idea to have a contract?
They have to keep up their copyright or else they lose the Wayans name renew it.
That's why there were all those bad Spider-Man movies. It's like, ah, shit. Then the Wayans go into the public domain and anybody can make a Wayans movie.
Next year, I'm hoping to get to be a Wayans.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty dope. I want to be on New Girl.
Can I ask you a question, Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they got the idea to have a contract with America from Newt Gingrich in the 1994 Republican Revolution?
I think he still manages them, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about some of Newt Gingrich's side projects.
Sure.
So we have
the Wayans Brothers.
The Wayans Brothers.
Managing the Wayans Brothers, writing reviews of historical fiction on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At one point, he was a top 100 Amazon reviewer. You know that, right?
No!
Yes.
That's great.
This was a while. This was before he ran for president 4 years ago. So this was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
So he had some time on his hands.
And he said in his reviewer bio that he chose not to review things that he didn't like. So he became a top 100 Amazon reviewer, exclusively reviewing things that he did like.
Hmm.
I guess he figures, like, he talks enough about stuff he hates in his regular life.
Sure. Yeah.
He's going to keep that Amazon profile posy.
Yeah.
We have Moonbase Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a big... And sure. Zoo Enthusiast.
Oh.
Oh, like Kevin Owens.
Is Kevin Owens a zoo enthusiast?
He is a zoo enthusiast. He is a well-known wrestler/zoo enthusiast.
I would like to be a zoo advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jungle Jack Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jungle Jack Hanna... Though, of course, the legendary guy who wore safari clothes onto Letterman mm-hmm. and had animals climb on him in Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Jungle Jack Hanna, no science background, did not work for the zoos,
mm-hmm.
Just tricked someone into letting him be on TV at some point, and then called someone and said, can you bring some animals?
You know, and I think that is, I mean, I was a PA on Ellen for a while, and I think that's how those Zoo Man segments work. Zoo Man shows up, and then various zoos or shelters or, you know, rare animal preserves will shuttle in some of their faves.
Yeah, man, let's get that antelope famous or whatever.
Yeah, we got this hot new antelope.
You know, all the kids are going to want to come see him if we can just get him some TV time.
His mixtape's about to drop. He's about to drop the hottest mixtape. So just the jungle man will come, and then the real zoo people will parade these animals before him like
dangerous animals.
Prostitutes. Like prostitutes at a brothel. I watched this happen a couple of times. And the zoo man will just pick the ones that he likes and that he, you know, feels will be interesting. And he will go, and then he goes on the show. And then goofs around with the animals.
And at some point he memorizes a few facts about the animals.
Right.
Sometimes the facts are fake.
I just imagine it's like that scene in Showgirls where he's going around and he's like, your tits are too big. What's wrong with your nose? Pin your ears back. Like, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, horns too long.
Why is that dog's you know, tail not wagging? Let's put some ice on it. Get it erect.
When was the last time you molted? Put some ice on that dog's tail and get it erect.
I ran past that.
That was very funny.
I have a lot of Showgirls knowledge. I'm
sorry.
And apparently a lot of dog tail knowledge.
I just, girls got to have some hobbies.
I just give it one of those purple pills. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. What? I just decided to make that
Viagra
noise.
Is. Oh, they're
okay.
Blue.
Sure.
They're blue? Purple diamonds, right?
I think Viagras are blue.
Viagras
blue
are blue. God damn
it.
It's purple Prozac.
It's purple balloons. You're thinking of Lucky Charms.
Oh, thank
purple
you.
Horseshoes.
Purple horseshoes.
Oh, man, those mushrooms. God, sorry. I was about to say those marshmallows make me hard. would have been funny if I wouldn't have said mushroom.
Can we agree on one thing, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what show it is, that's the best segment on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those are great segments.
Those are so fucking fun.
They're awesome.
I love watching. I would watch whether it's a comedy genius like David Letterman or
a local news boob,
a genial, handsome guy like Jimmy Fallon.
Sure.
Or a thing that's in between those two things.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, oh, God, I was going to observe something about those. Okay, let's see.
Yes.
It's all the guys. Oh, so here's the thing that I could never figure out.
Yes.
The people who bring the animals.
Yes.
For the zoo man to choose.
Yes.
A la showgirls.
Right.
What do they get out of the deal? Why do they shuttle this, you know, echidna or whatever from its preserve to the Ellen studio?
Well, I'm going to draw a parallel because we both have a background in show business.
Mm-hmm.
You worked on the Ellen show for some years and, of course, have been
six months.
On-air television for 6 months?
Yeah, yeah.
That short of a time?
It was, yeah.
God, when you're younger, time goes slowly.
Sure, yeah.
It
seemed like
a
long time. It was a very bad job.
In 6 months, I'll be dead. Okay, so what I was going to say is you've worked in show business. You've been on camera. You were an on-camera personality on cable television. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. You're a television writer right now. Of course, you have appeared on and won the internet on Televisions at Midnight.
Sure.
I have a similar background in that I've met Peter Sagal. And at every public radio program directors conference, there's a public radio show. And again, I'm not here to drop names. Okay. Certainly. You worked for Ellen DeGeneres. Well, I've met the host of Bird Note.
Okay.
Bird Note is like a, it's like one of those 60-second public radio shows. They don't really run very much here in a big city like Los Angeles. But in a lot of smaller places, in place of local news, they'll drop in a little segment. There's another
just
one
like
about
a writer's almanac type thing.
Exactly, okay, sure. Like the writer's almanac, or there's one about what's going on in space this week.
Okay.
Not like Lizard Man.
Yeah.
Like the constellation
the Galactus
Orion
approaches. He sent out his herald, the Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer second. That's
yeah.
What it is.
How close is the Silver Surfer to Earth?
It's only one.
Heralding the arrival of Galactus. I would want to know that from public radio, how close the Silver Surfer is.
It's only 1 second long, though, so it's either chill or fuck.
Well, we tag him every time, because Galactus, I feel like that dude's here like every 10, 15 years.
Yeah,
so we tagged the Silver Surfer so we know when he's coming around.
Wait a minute. We tagged him like a whale that we're trying to keep track of, like on his dorsal fin?
Silver sounds is what we call him. We track him by silver sounds.
Sure.
Okay.
He emits a frequency.
You, of course, you and I both work in show business.
Sure.
The folks from Bird Note, so at the public radio conference, which is for program directors to decide what shows to carry, they have a Bird Note booth. And every year at the booth, there is some kind of live raptor.
Okay.
So like
a bird of prey.
A bird of prey. So they will get in touch with local owls.
And they want to meet you. Local owls.
Hot local owls are waiting for your call.
Waiting to show you their hooters. Vomit up a mouse skeleton on your face.
So there's live birds of prey there. Mm. So I would counter your question, why did they bring them to be on television? With a second question, perhaps more pressing. Why do they bring these animals to go to a public radio conference?
Yeah.
Like, I think at some point, they're just happy to have someone listen to them.
Yeah, I guess if you spend your whole life caring for injured, you know, ibexes.
Right.
You know, and maybe it's even part of it. I mean, I feel like I'm figuring this out in my head as we're talking. Thank you guys, by the way, for helping me.
Sure.
I think the people who work with these animals probably, you know, are conservationists.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And care about the animals and want to get, you know, people and kids interested in the animals. So, you know, they help, you know, save their habitats or whatever.
Right, right.
So, yeah, maybe this is part of their outreach, is showing, you know, TV audiences how majestic these condors or ibexes can be.
Right, because kids are real stupid. So, like,
oh, yeah.
They probably, like, hey, and then they'll, you know, you'll talk to a kid and they'll be like, whoa, well, what do you do? And it's like, oh, they don't talk.
Yeah.
It's like not Disney. Like, you're not going to. And they're like, when are they going to start dancing? It's like, no, we don't. They don't.
It may poop.
Yeah, they just kind of.
I feel like.
Eat your face.
They're going to. Yeah.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had spent my whole life taking care of ibexes, mm-hmm. I would feel like I had spent my whole life explaining the difference between an ibex and a gazelle.
Sure. And you know a dick, I mean? Dick for that matter.
Yeah. Don't get me started on dick dicks.
Yeah, I won't. you know, and I, based on my experience.
Thanks for your consideration in that matter, by the way.
Based on my experiences, the TV talk show Jungle Man is a fraud.
Uh-huh.
But I choose to believe that's not true about the San Diego Zoo's Joan Embry.
Really?
Yeah. I think she does work at the zoo. I think she really does work at the San Diego Zoo, and I believe that she's the exception to this rule.
Because I have only done one thing that is like this. I've never done anything with live animals. I did do something at one point, at two points, with the director of the Mutter Museum. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the Mutter Museum?
Yes.
So it's this museum of medical oddities,
what?
Danielle, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That sounds so upsetting.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing. It's like a 19th century medical museum that has continued to this day.
So they have like those pull crank like vibrators and like...
Yeah, but it's not like...
Just tell us about the vibrators.
I'm thinking of other things to cure like old-timey diseases. Like
sure.
More like enormous colons.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's creepy and gross, but real.
Right.
Like it is an actual educational institution, a nonprofit, part of the Physicians Library, if I remember correctly, of Philadelphia. Really great place. Anyway, the director of the Mutter Museum, his predecessor made the museum famous by going on Letterman. Mm-hmm. And he also does media appearances and has come on our show. Mm-hmm. And he is really, as far as I can tell, the actual director of the museum and is a charming and delightful man.
And has seen the colons before he gets on air.
Fully familiar with the colons. In this mm-hmm. case, he has seen the jar of flaked off skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
A jar of flaked off skin?
Yeah.
That you keep in a jar?
Yeah. No. I don't keep it in a jar, no.
Oh.
The museum does.
Yes.
For science reasons.
Yeah.
Here's what a jar of flaked off skin... if you count how much flaked off skin is there, you win the jar.
It's like the jelly beans at a neighborhood carnival.
Yeah. This is at a Boy Scout event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of giant colons, can we circle back to Showgirls?
Yeah.
Anytime.
I'd love to circle back to Showgirls. I want to
hear about Showgirls fandom as it exists in 2016.
Oh.
Is it still alive? Do you go to Showgirls events? And have you played the Showgirls party game that a woman I dated once had?
Is that the one that comes in the VIP edition?
I think it is in the VIP edition, yes.
Yeah. So there is still... I don't know so much about Nationwide. I know mm-hmm. I'm from Seattle, so back home... I have become friends with a guy back home named David Schmader, who... David Schmader
name.
Is, yeah, he's a writer. He's like, I don't think he's doing it anymore, but he was the editor of like The Stranger and stuff up there.
Oh, cool.
And he used to do these live viewings of Showgirls where he would do commentary over it.
Okay.
And it's hilarious and funny and he's super charming. And so...
Was it like a tour guide? Was it fun facts?
It was everything. It was fun facts, and then he would make fun of stuff, and then he would talk about like his theories about different parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very like... meticulous, and it was so well done that when they did the VIP edition, which is a box set that they did for the anniversary, that I got as a birthday present from an ex-boyfriend, they put
not
that
bragging.
On there.
That's
not
just,
bragging.
Yeah. That's just her.
You
life.
Break a lot of hearts. We yeah. get. It.
I know. That's you know. There's only so many showgirl shot glasses you can get for one dude before you're like, who's got something else for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you and
gonna dump a new guy who buys me Birdemic merchandise.
I danced with that dude once. the Birdemic dude.
The lead man or the man who made it?
The man who made it.
Oh boy, I have a lot of shit I want to ask you about. Okay, finish the showgirls thing. And then finish, and then we'll circle back to Dancing with the Crazy Guy who directed
Birdemic. Yeah, I like bad movies, so I put myself in these positions.
Sure.
And so, like, so I got that, and he is doing the commentary on it. Like, Warner Brothers came to him and was like, do the commentary.
You are the world's foremost showgirls expert.
He is, yes.
He is.
This is a heterosexual gentleman?
No. Mm. No. Mm-hmm. No. No, no, no. But yeah, so we became friends because I went to Vegas, and the first thing I told my ex-boyfriend... Different ex-boyfriend, heyo,
ooh, boy,
was that
this
we
is
gotta
a
go.
Trail of carnage love you've
him,
left.
Love them and leave them.
I'm just breaking
collect
hearts.
Collect the promotional merchandise.
Breaking hearts all over the West Coast,
I get it.
Fellas. So I was like, I want to go to a strip club. And he was like, hell yeah. And I was like, I want to go to the strip club from Showgirls. And he was like, why? And I was like, cuz. So we went.
He's like,
it's
wait.
Your Dollywood.
It's my Dollywood. I had to go. And it's amazing. It's the same thing. They haven't changed much of it.
Your boyfriend appreciate the strip club campily?
No. He appreciated it titties-ily. And I got a card because in the movie it's called The Cheetah, and in real life it's called Cheetahs. Either that or it's the other way around.
Why change it? I wonder.
I thought if it's the same place, I don't know. But I know that a woman who looked and acted a lot like my mom did offer us a three-way.
Hey.
That's fun.
After she invited my boyfriend very sweetly to touch her pussy.
Okay.
It was very nice. She's a very nice lady.
Sort of like a, would you like to touch my pussy, dear?
Kind of. It was definitely maternal. It was definitely like, you can touch the cat. And I was like, okay.
Mm.
There's no cat here.
Sure. She probably
is
talking
about. Oh, it was a metaphor.
About, yeah, her.
Yeah, she's talking
her business.
About the business.
Boy, I.
She's
I hope,
very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice lady.
Was the three-way? Was that? Was she trying to sell you something, or was that just a offer because she had such a nice time?
No. She wanted to sell us the three-way.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. You know, it was. She's very nice about it. She wasn't like pushy. It's just, you know, she's at work. What are you gonna, you know, like
sure.
if I'm
yeah.
Back when I had a job, like, you know, I would answer phones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, part of her job is asking if I want a three-way. Like, I can't fault her for that.
Can you sell three-ways in Las Vegas? I thought you have to be in other counties.
You have to be in other counties. You have to be in other... But she thought we were cool, and so I took that as a compliment.
Yeah.
She, right. She knows I'm chill. Mm-hmm. She knows I'm not going to shame her for sex work. And she was like,
she knew you were 420 friendly.
GGG and GGG.
And GGG. Yeah. And I probably look a lot like her kid. She talked a little bit about her kid.
Uh-huh.
Because I like to make friends when I'm there. So, of course, I asked her about her.
And always a hot run-up to a threesome is talking about your kids.
I like to know people.
Sure.
To be fair to her,
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to get involved in a paid three-way,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be with someone that looks like my children.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. See?
One of the cardinal rules. So three-way and pussy touching aside,
yes.
Was your trip to the strip club featured in Showgirls everything you hoped it would be?
It was everything I wanted it to be.
Is there like, because I was lucky enough to go to, I think it's demolished now or it's turned into something else. I got to go to the bowling alley from the Big Lebowski before they closed
what?
It down. And it is not, or it was not Lebowski'd out. But mm-hmm. there was a lot of little things. There was a lot of, like, you know, somewhere there will be a photo of Jeff Bridges. And there was just a lot of dudes there drinking White Russians.
Oh,
now,
boy.
It could have been because it is deep in the valley and that's just what an old guy drinks. But I think it was a lot of, you know, kind of subtle nods to the Lebowski. Did the strip club from Showgirls have any kind of, you know, Elizabeth Berkley slept here type
no,
plaques?
No, I wish they did. I wish, because I would have taken so many pictures by that plaque if there was. It was just they kept the lighting the exact same, and this was only like 4 years ago, and I think Showgirls was like how old? Like Showgirls has got to be like 20 years old at this point,
sure.
something like that. So it was 4 years ago. They kept the lighting, the stage looked exactly the same.
Was it lit in like a 1994-ish manner, like a Colorado Rockies or Florida Marlins logo, just like everything is purple and teal?
Yeah, everything was purple and teal. I'm not even kidding. Everything was purple and teal. It was beautiful.
And all the women had underwear that made it look like they had long butts.
Oh.
Just those long butts.
Yeah, long
butt
clothing.
I would go to the long butt strip club.
Yeah.
I would go to that.
Old Long Bus.
It's called Old Long Bus.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pirate theme.
It's also in the Valley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's got to be in the Valley. So now tell us about Dancing with the possibly insane man who directed Birdemic.
I was at Bridgetown a few years back.
And Bridgetown Comedy Festival. Bridgetown Comedy Portland, Festival. Oregon. Mm-hmm.
Oregon
is the locals prefer to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Oregon. They'll shoot you.
Mm-hmm. They have bumper
just
stickers.
With their
it
eyes.
Says that.
Yeah.
They get real cranks. Yeah, and it was the after party. And so we just started, like, I was dancing with a bunch of people. And then the next thing I know, like, this little dude, like, I was dancing, like, grabbed my hand and was like, wanted to dance with me.
Sure.
And so I was dancing. And then, like, about, because I was wasted and everyone was having a good time. And people were buying pot cookies, and it was great. And
you like to cut a rug.
I do. I'm a rug cutter. I do like to. It's a little harder now because I got hit by a bus, so everything's all messed up in my body. But back then, I was very lithe. I was very light on my feet. So we were dancing, and I realized, like, halfway through, it was the Birdemic guy because, like, someone next to me goes, "Holy shit, you're dancing with the Birdemic guy!"
And then you knew.
And then I was like, "Oh, I'm dancing with the Birdemic guy." And so I think I had someone took pictures somewhere, but it's got to be like 8 iPhones ago, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, were they showing Birdemic there? Is he just an alt comedy fan?
I think.
Okay,
Birdemic
sure.
2 might have been screening.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Seems like you've led a rich life.
Yeah, I do a bunch of shit for free, or that I pay money for.
Okay.
And then I had to tell stories about.
Daniel, would you say that, like Biggie Smalls, you're ready to die?
Mm.
Yeah, real ready. I'm ready to go. I think I'm the only person who had, like, kind of a near-death experience and came out of it with no epiphanies. I learned nothing.
You're like, I'm just
be careful around buses. There's that one.
Yeah, I live that every day. That's a nice fear that I have, walking down the street at all times.
You and my dog, Coco. My dog Coco is terrified of buses.
Oh.
Yeah, she's terrified
of
them.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
She's trying to help you.
She thinks they...
they will hit you in your body.
She thinks, you know that sound they make when they lower?
Yeah.
That kind of sound.
She's not nuts about it.
Horrified.
Maybe that's like what some ancient predator used to do before.
I think that is probably
the sound
of a...
Before it would hit you while you were in the middle of a crosswalk.
Dog eating.
Right, when a mammoth would hit you in the crosswalk.
You know those mammoths? Hit those cave dudes in the middle of crosswalks?
It all goes back to early man storytelling.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
That's the prestige.
Exactly. And you're welcome, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Hey, Max Fun community. This is your friend Elizabeth Gilbert, author of Eat, Pray, Love, and a bunch of other stuff. I am a longtime member, supporter, and devoted follower of Maximum Fun. And now finally I have my own podcast on the network. It's called Magic Lessons, and it is me coaching people through their creative issues and problems. This season we have some amazing creators that we're helping through their joys and struggles of making something out of nothing. And then I bring in special guests like Glennon Doyle Melton, Brandon Stanton, Martha Beck, the poet Mark Nepo, Michael Ian Black, Sarah Jones, Gary Sheingard, these amazing friends of mine to come and help coach these people so that they can get their work done. I hope you'll tune into it. It's called Magic Lessons, and it's all about love.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Danielle Radford, comedian and other stuff.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to mention two places that we're going to be, Jordan.
Great.
The first of them, Max FunCon East in the Poconos. People who live there have a way of pronouncing it, and they get upset with me because I pick a new way to pronounce it every time I say it.
Poconos.
If you're in the Poconos.
Sure.
If you're out there in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, New York State, whatever, wherever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day weekend, Max FunCon East. Let me talk about what you're looking at. This is from memory. I'm not looking at a list here. This is from memory, Jordan. Of course, me and Jordan are going to be there.
Sure.
McElroy family's going to be there doing the Adventure Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney McElroy's going to be there. Every other fucking McElroy is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
There were 75 McElroys. We're bringing a flotilla of McElroys.
How many Wayanses?
No Wayanses.
Not a Wayans this year, huh?
Can you believe that?
Couldn't even get that one who's a podiatrist or whatever.
Phlebotomist.
Couldn't get the rights.
Yeah. It's owned by Newt Gingrich, right?
Our friend Robin Thede's going to be there.
Hey, all right.
Kevin Avery's going to be there.
Cool.
Aparna Nancherla is going to be there.
Awesome.
What else are we looking at? We're looking at Joel Kim Booster is going to be there. That guy's pretty hilarious.
I don't know who that is.
He just got new faces at Just for Laughs, so maybe you should be paying attention
to who Joel Kim Booster is. I guess so.
Combat Jack's going to be there.
I don't know what that is either.
Combat Jack, host of the Combat Jack Show. Smash Hit podcast about rap music.
Terrific.
Reggie Osei, his real-life name. Who are you going to say?
I was going to say, I think our buddies from the Pop Culture Happy Hour, right?
Linda Holmes and Glenn Weldon are going to be there.
Those are them.
That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. You know what I just confirmed?
Hmm.
Our friend Stuart Wellington from the Flophouse?
Yes.
He's going to be there.
Cool.
He's running a game room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's going to be a nerd party.
Tabletop gaming.
You want to do some tabletop gaming with Stuart Wellington from the Flophouse? Of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
Don't know.
And handsome face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hung up on how handsome Stuart is.
Great looking guy.
Bothers me.
Sure.
Upsets me.
I think...
I don't like that I write him checks.
Host for host?
Yeah.
Pretty good looking podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All three of those guys are lookers.
I enjoy looking at Dan McCoy.
Dan McCoy
is... I like looking at him.
Dan McCoy is a pretty motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Pretty boy McCoy is what they call him.
Ladies, he's a gay divorcee.
Yeah.
Get at Dan McCoy.
Yum, yum.
I'm just saying, get to Max Fun East and get at that. Because Dan McCoy's going to be there, too!
Pew! Pew, 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 pew!
Pew,
pew, pew!
I'm almost sure Ashcon's going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Ashcon just got back from getting his master's degree.
Hell yeah.
He'll teach a theater class.
Cool.
Unless he gets this job that he has to work over that weekend as an actor. One or the other.
Participation pending.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to be there. Phoebe Robinson. I didn't say Phoebe Robinson.
Ooh.
from Two Dope Queens podcast.
Okay.
She's going to be doing stand-up. This is a fucking jam-packed event.
Sounds like it.
This is going to be an extrava-fucking-ganza. Joe Firestone.
Mm-hmm.
New York comedian Joe Firestone, one of the hottest things on the entire New York scene right now, is going to be doing a show where she takes single people from the audience and uses comedian proxies to get them dates.
Sounds like an amazing show.
It's going to be very fun, Jordan.
Great.
All at Max FunCon East. Tickets on sale right now, maxfuncon.com. They're just about to close, and there are very few left. So if you want to come, get in on that right now. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be at the Now Hear This Festival.
Yeah, that's, I think, last weekend of October.
Yeah, Anaheim, California, the 28th through the 30th of October. Tons of our friends' great podcasts are going to be there. It's a million trillion... I think they want 700,000 people to come to this or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. If you love podcasts, probably
most of your favorites will be there.
And can I add something else?
Please.
If you love Anaheim.
Yeah, sure.
Get down there. Let's say you're in Irvine right now.
Hey Irvine.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Hey, La Jolla.
Yeah. They're in Irvine.
What's going on?
Oh, that's true, yeah. Very literally.
Point taken.
Yeah, yeah.
Point taken.
But I mean, I want to hear you, Irvine.
Yeah, I want to hear... Where's Irvine at? Where's the Irvine Spectrum?
UCI Anteaters.
Yeah.
Represent. If you live in a dorm that's named after a place from Lord of the Rings.
Store that only sells glow-in-the-dark stuff. Where you at?
Pew, pew, meow. Pew, pew.
So, yeah. Now here at this festival...
Yeah,
it's a Comic-Con-like situation where you buy a badge and you get into all these cool shows.
Yeah.
I think you got a Super Ego there.
Yeah.
I think you got a Comedy Bang Bang. Maron's doing a thing.
It's our friend Mark Maron from the WTF podcast.
Lots of cool stuff.
I think it's going to be a ton of fun. And I know what you're thinking. Jesse, Jordan, what are you, a couple of coastal elitists?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, granted, we are coastal elitists.
Absolutely.
I mean, I own a Volvo station wagon. However, let it not be said that we are not planning a secret project for the greatest city of the Middle West, February 2017. Mark your calendars.
Mark it.
Circle it. Chicago. Oops.
So what do we got? We got Max FunCon East.
Yeah.
For the folks in upstate New York or wherever.
Yeah. The Northeast Corridor.
We got the Now Hear This Festival for the people in Cali.
Yep.
And the surrounding states.
Yeah.
And then at some point in February.
2017.
One of them middle places.
Yeah. And yeah. I say if you're in the Middle West, mm-hmm. circle February 2017. And then underneath where it says, under no circumstances should I leave the house during this month, / frozen wasteland.
Yeah.
Underneath, right, except for this one time.
Cool.
There you go.
A lot of fun stuff to
do. Unless you live in one of those cities that has secret tubes.
Are there tube cities?
Yeah, Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota's got secret tubes.
Didn't know it.
Yeah, they got tubes. You can go between buildings without going outdoors because it's such a frozen nightmare.
Huh. That sounds fun. I'd like to be in a tube.
I went through those tubes. It was a ton of fun.
I bet it's fun.
It was a shit ton of fun.
I bet.
Yeah. Fun, Minneapolis, man. Minnesota is a nice town.
I can't remember the last time I was in a tube.
I know.
You got to go to Minneapolis.
I guess so.
You got to go get them tubes. Is that why Prince was so cool?
Yeah, he got them tubes.
He got them tubes.
Got them tubes.
Maybe if I make like a space voyage. Like, because that's a popular place to go into like a cryo sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's either a trip to Minneapolis or some sort of prolonged cryo sleep.
Yeah, or a spray tan.
Yeah, spray tan. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So there's three of your top tubes.
Okay. I bet I can make one of those happen.
Number four is probably Fallopian.
Sure.
So number one would be Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Number two, that would be...
Space journey that involves a cryo sleep.
Yeah. Number three, that's spray tan.
Spray tan.
Number four is going to be Fallopian.
Yeah.
Who books that?
Who books Fallopian tubes?
Yeah, who books that?
I got his number.
Thank you.
But
thank
you know
you
what?
So much. I'm trying.
This is something.
You know, I'm out here grinding, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out here grinding.
Frankly, Danielle, talk to your management. Like, where is your management at?
I don't have management.
You're not represented, Danielle?
No, I tried to get Gingrich. He's too busy with the Wayans. I have no management.
Boy. Danielle.
I have unrepped.
Danielle, can I give you a tip here?
Yeah.
Talk to Christian.
Talk to Christian?
Yeah.
Get me a manager?
I think Christian could be your manager.
You could be my manager? You can get me in them tubes?
We've been
in them fallopes?
We've been saying that Christian's last name is Duenas. That's actually his middle name. His last name is Gersh. Yeah. He's from the Gersh agency.
Yeah. He is the titular Gersh.
He's an heir to the Gersh fortune.
I heard that there was a Gersh that was working two blocks from my house, and I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't believe there was a Gersh.
Problems solved. All your problems solved right here on Jordan Jesse Go. We'll be back in just a second. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Hello. This month's Beef and Dairy Network podcast is an Olympics special recorded here on Ipanema Beach in Rio de Janeiro. We'll be tackling all the big issues. Should athletes be allowed to eat lamb? Should Olympic equestrian riders be able to ride on a cow? All these questions and more answered in this month's Beef and Dairy Network Olympic special. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Danielle Radford, podcaster and comedian and some other stuff.
Unrepped. I had a free agent. I had a little momentous occasion this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to an estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do first thing Friday morning, mm-hmm. head out to an estate sale. Had a nice conversation with a man that was behind me in line. Turns out this guy buys records.
Mm-hmm.
Name is Kamau.
Mm-hmm.
Nice man. Another record guy behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the first guy there to buy mm-hmm. records. Hit those three record crates. I'm pulling stuff. I pull out something and I say, hey, you guys, what is this? This looks cool. And the guy next to me says, yeah, I know that. That's a good record. So I kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 minutes later, you know, we're switching.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, man, you know what that record is? And I said, no. He says, that's $400 record.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, cool. I just thought he was doing a funny pose in a disco suit on the cover. But
yeah, yeah.
Either way, that's cool. So a momentous occasion for me. I had a record come up today.
What is this thing?
It's just a soul record from a local LA record label.
Huh.
Called Grenade Records.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna try and get $400 for it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, it wasn't $400, great. That's a real good record, but I'm trying to get that $400, my friend.
You gotta get it.
Yeah, you could probably also make that digital and then just still have it and then also have $400. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how money works.
I know how money works.
You didn't even have to holler at your manager Gersh over there.
Nope, I already knew.
Old Gersh.
Yeah. Oh, Kirsty Gersh.
Yeah. So if something like that momentous happens to you, let's be honest, that one's not good enough. Would have to be better than that.
Use that as a jumping off point.
Yeah. If something momentous happens to you, call us 206-984-4FUN for our segment Momentous Occasions. Lots of people getting those Summer Bois t-shirts in the mail.
A lot of fun.
A lot of Summer Bois tanks.
Love seeing those pics.
You know,
get at us.
My wife's kid brother, baby Danny, got one.
Mm-hmm.
He got a tank. He's out there. He's like some kind of research biologist.
So what you're saying is while the sun's out, the guns are also out.
Oh, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my boy Baby D got them guns.
I bet he does.
You know he's got them guns while he's counting them turtles.
Yum, yum.
Wearing a tank near the tank.
He's out there on them rivers counting them turtles, my friend.
Tanks on tanks.
Don't you mistake it.
Tanks on tanks.
Yeah. Deep V.
Mm-hmm.
Deep V.
Yum, yum.
Does it come in a deep V, or did he deep its own V?
No, this is it comes in a tank.
Comes in just.
But
a
the
tank
has a built-in deep plunging neckline.
Ooh!
All tanks have plunging necklines, relative to a crew.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Thank you. Well, we're all just storytellers here.
Exactly.
It's true.
What was I saying?
We're gonna listen to calls.
Oh no! What I was gonna say is we also got those hot Duke Goobler
t-shirts.
And people wearing those Garabba t-shirts too.
A lot of fun.
MaxFunStore.com. Get up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get your goobs. Get them goobs.
Get the goobs.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to be counting turtles.
Nah, you can do whatever.
If you're looking out for invasive species, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's fine no matter what you're doing. You could be doing your phlebotomy thing.
Nursing ibex back to health.
You got
it. Put it on TV so people can see how majestic it is.
You could be enlarging a colon.
Sure.
Okay, let's hear our first call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Allison calling from Boston with a momentous occasion. A couple of months ago on the show, one of you guys, I think it was Jesse, sort of offhand, casually mentioned a Reddit or a subreddit where people post audio porn, essentially, which intrigued me, and I checked it out. And long story short, one of the guys that I was listening to on audio porn just left my apartment. So that was weird and a momentous occasion for me because it was the first time I ever had a hookup like that. So thanks, I guess, for getting me laid. Bye, guys.
I would like to say this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to help.
I'm glad she clarified because I just thought maybe he was delivering Postmates.
Ah, get it, girl.
I would like to say that while it's interesting that she pointed out that this was the first time that she had ever had a hookup like that,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been pretty remarkable if she had had other audio pornography-based mm-hmm. hookups that weren't built around the Reddit for audio porn. For homemade audio porn.
Sex from Reddit. Not something that you would think would happen a lot.
No.
But I guess there's precedent now.
She's so brave for taking home a dude from Reddit. I think that's great.
Sure.
Good for her. I'm glad that she, I hope it sounded as good in person.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes live it can be really, like, underwhelming, especially if you're used to listening to the recording all
the
time.
I mean, that's me when I went to see Vampire Weekend.
You know, so she's been listening.
I can hardly jack off to it.
On the treadmill, listening to him go, and it's like, is he going to be as good live? And so it sounds like she feels like he was at least as good live, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know, always a risk when you see one of your favorite artists live.
Yeah.
I wonder if she taught him that the wage gap is real. That would be a concern if I was bringing home a guy from Reddit.
Always a concern.
Yeah. Big concern.
Yeah, that's interesting. So audio, I guess I don't remember this discussion about audio porn.
So a famous subreddit, mm-hmm. which is the board groups of Reddit, mm-hmm. is called Gone Wild. Mm-hmm. It's where people post naked pictures of themselves.
Sure. I'm familiar with Gone Wild Curvy. I don't know if there's another one. It sounds like there's maybe a more general one. But
there were a variety of sub-Gone Wilds,
sure.
Such as Gone Wild, mm-hmm. or I should say sub-Gone Wild Curvy.
Sure, yeah.
Such as Gone Wild. And then there's one called Gone Wild Audio.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Gone Wild Audio, people post... Well, there's a few categories.
Okay.
I think this is an amazing thing that exists in the world. It's not that great for jacking off, but I appreciate the craft. Like, I think it's an amazing thing that people are doing this just of their own accord.
Sure.
So there's a couple of groups. One is these scenarios. So, like, someone will say, like, I want to hear one that's about a nurse that, you know, whatever. And then someone will record it. There's some where someone writes a script and then someone records it for them.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
There's some that are all original. Mm-hmm. The top category by far, as far as I'm concerned, is guided jack-off meditation.
Wow.
Which is where you get hypnotized into orgasm.
Is there some that are written by Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah.
It's hard, though, because he was walking while he was talking.
Yeah, the old walking cock.
Walking cock.
The old Sorkin walking cock.
It kind of sounds like ASMR, but without the fucking around.
Yeah, just get right to the jerking.
Just get to the point.
And Stop pretending to brush my hair.
It's just like, you know, you're like ascending or descending the steps of a pyramid in space, but with each step you become more and more aroused. The goal is to make you have an orgasm without touching your junk. And then, like, people talk about whether they've done that or not. They're like, "Oh yeah, I did it with this one."
Well, that's really amazing. I would want to hear about more subreddit based hookups if anybody has them.
Mm-hmm.
I say let's make that a category coming up.
Yeah,
we got summer boy calls. We got momentous occasions.
Should we call it cucks and such?
Yeah, cucks etc. So if you've got a cucks and such call, first of all, say it three times fast. You have to cucks and such, cucks and such, cucks and such. Say it three times fast, and then give us a call and tell us if you've hooked up.
Tell
on
us whether you wore red leather or yellow leather.
Sure. And especially call us if you're from Unique, New York.
You got a toy boat? Give us a call.
Have you hooked up on dragons fucking cars? Have you heard?
Yeah.
Have you
coming on figurines? Have you hooked up with anyone from coming on figurines?
Oh, that's a thing. What?
Oh, hi. Like, yeah, that's a thing.
Mini figs?
Yeah, or any figurine.
Wow.
It's spelled the way you think.
Huh.
Which kind of figurines is it? Is it those kind of like fun vinyl figurines like Pharrell would have? Is it the kind? Is it like a Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
A lot of them are like Japanese, but a lot, like, some of them are action figures. There was a Dora. There was a Dora on there.
Oh, no, you say?
Oh, that's not appropriate.
Which made me very upset.
That's terrifying.
I'm hoping that one day it'll just be someone like doing their version of the Glass Menagerie. It's very understated.
Sure.
It's all. It's what's not said. It's what's not.
It's splurged. What they're not coming on. The bobbleheads they're not coming on.
But yeah, they.
I came
they
on that
on...
Remains of the Day lunchbox from Waiting for Guffman.
That's really funny.
Oh, you're welcome. Coming on figurines. Sorry, r/ coming on figurines.
Get at us. Have
their
you hooked
shit
up?
Just blew the fuck up.
Yep. Get at us.
Our dozens of listeners just
descended on it like vultures on a jerk off corpse.
Jerk off vultures.
That's also
on a jerk off corpse.
Not to get off Reddit. But you can also find that on most porn sites as dudes fucking coming
in figurines. Okay.
Do you think that dude from Reddit Audio was cute enough to fuck?
She didn't include that, so no.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't like,
she wasn't
really
like,
hot.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, it was great. And I had a really good time. And so much as she was like, well, I guess I did.
Okay.
I guess I did that.
We're not shaming you for doing this,
no,
ma'am.
We think
more
it's great.
Power to you.
Yeah,
for...
we think it's super cool.
I just don't think you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay.
You did not sound enthusiastic.
Yeah. Call us back when you do a weird sex thing that you're more excited about, ma'am.
Yeah. We want to hear poppers in the background. You know those party poppers?
Not amyl nitrate poppers.
No, please don't use those.
No.
It's dangerous.
Okay, let's take another call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Ben from Fargo, North Dakota, calling with a momentous occasion. I am going to be moving into a college dorm next month with a roommate I've never met before.
Can you pause this for a second?
Off the phone with him.
I hope that you're 18, because I do not like it when teens and tweens mm-hmm. listen to our program. It's not appropriate for you. You're not going to understand the sexual discussions.
Sure.
You're not going to understand the subtext.
You're certainly not old enough to have seen Showgirls,
no,
which is rated R.
You don't have the
hard
emotional.
Hard R. 17.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I especially hope you haven't seen it.
At
brains are still maturing mm-hmm. until you're in your mid-20s.
Sure.
Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and unless he's that one weird old guy who lives in the dorm,
sure,
which is absolutely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, true.
Mm.
I don't think he's emotionally ready for Jordan Jesse Go. This is a very
maybe. This is the first time he's ever listened. He listened on his drive up to college with his mm-hmm. parents,
now he,
who you, I should hope are 18.
Do you think? What, do you think he like? he heard about it on that. What's that MTV show about tricking people into thinking that they're in love
catfish.
With you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably heard about it on Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked it up.
Yeah.
He listened to it. He said, this isn't for me, but I'm going to call in real quick.
Sure.
Okay, go back to the beginning, Christian. Go back to the beginning of this call so we can – I'm sorry to have cut you off, young man. I hope you're not drinking before you're 21.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Ben from Fargo, North Dakota, calling with a momentous occasion. I am going to be moving into a college dorm next month with a roommate I've never met before, and I just got off the phone with him for the first time. And after introducing ourselves, the first thing he asked me was if I was a virgin. Then later in the conversation, he asked if I would be willing to go have these with him on an electric trap set for our dorm. And he finished the conversation by telling me that he had recently had his license revoked due to a minor in possession. And so he was wondering if, when he got off at the airport, if I could pick him up and drive him to Hooters. So I don't know if this is going to be the best roommate ever or the worst roommate ever. But anyway, have a great day. Bye.
An electric what set?
Yeah,
trap set, which I think would be a drum set. But in my imagination, I think it's a set for being in the trap.
Yeah,
yeah.
With Nikki.
Yeah.
Being in the trap with Nikki.
Okay.
I don't like that roommate virgins shamed you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Sure.
Well, maybe he was just looking for solidarity. We didn't hear whether the roommate is also a virgin.
That's a fair point. Just because you're a bad boy doesn't mean that you necessarily lost your intimate flower, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of distressingly frank sexual conversations that happen in mm-hmm. dorm room hallways.
Absolutely.
Such as the guy who I did not really know, who told me that he had lost his virginity to a Tijuana prostitute that his dad had hired.
Sure, that happens.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Maybe if they are virgies.
He was sad about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess a little weird if you want a high five over that.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll meet some nice gals at Hooters.
You know what? That's possible.
It's a fun place to meet women.
Maybe they'll be offered a three-way.
Sure.
What county is this Hooters in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, I mean, at the very least, their choice of ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah.
They can have both, but it's extra.
Well, now they're adults, so they get to choose if it's ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Have you eaten at Hooters?
Yes.
Yes. Well, when I worked for Fuel TV, I had a Hooters Black Card.
Wait, what?
I literally had that.
What is that?
It's 50% off everything.
Why? How do you get that?
You fucking work for a dopey TV network that runs a lot of Hooters commercials.
Wow.
And does a lot of integrated Hooters
we gotta get that
branded content. Gotta get it.
Gotta get that sponsorship.
I would prefer, rather than a 50% discount,
mm-hmm.
that it be an unlimited line of credit.
Sure, yeah.
Your money's no good here.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you're running, like, Janine Garofalo in, what's that movie called? I mean, Winona Ryder in Reality Bites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember when she has her dad's gas card and she's selling gas at the gas station?
Oh, yeah.
That's you, but you're up in the Hooters with
your black card. I'm selling wings.
Yeah.
Just giving guys. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you could make the argument that, you know, Hooters has some questionable sexual politics.
Uh-huh.
I would hear that argument from someone.
They've got some tight entertainment, though. The one in Las Vegas used to have a Prince cover band.
Oh, boy.
Called Purple Rain, spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, that's fun.
That's really fun.
It was really fun.
Purple
I used to
B-O-A-T.
Go Purple B-O-A-T, The Sweet Life.
Yeah, a Prince. Prince and his twin brother lived on a...
Jordan, you're a well-known enthusiast mm-hmm. of BW3.
Sure.
Buffalo Wild Wings and Weft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would you compare them wangs
yeah.
at BW3 and at the Hootentoot?
The Hootentoot. Well...
That's what you call it when you use your Hooters black card to do a line of cocaine in the bathroom.
The old Hootentoot. The old Hootentoot. Get your cocaine, you can have a choice of ranch or blue cheese. And are you a fan of hot wings?
I do like hot wings.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I like more of a crispy hot wing than a soggy hot wing.
Me too.
So I did like the Hooters hot wings because they're more of a crispy.
Yeah. Hooters does a nice job. They do a really nice job with hot wings.
They do a good wing. And they're huge.
Yeah, they are. You know, you don't get the flavor choice like you do at B-Dubs. You don't, you know, I think they only have
hot,
you know, like heat.
Yeah.
Heat levels.
What are you going with, a hot or a medium?
I would go, like, if it was a five-tiered system.
Right.
I would maybe go to a 3-4 if everybody else at the table wanted it, but would not be my preference.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's about where I am. I like to taste that wang.
Yeah.
You gotta taste that wang.
You gotta taste that wang.
Count them turtles, taste them wang.
Yeah, but Hooters does a pretty nice job. I mean, as far as a place to hang out and get a couple drinks and eat some wings, pretty tasty. I mean, I think these days there are a lot of other wing options that don't potentially alienate any women who might want to come with you to eat wings.
Right.
So I would probably choose those.
Or any moral men.
Sure, yeah, for instance.
Yeah.
I think as far as food quality goes, pretty solid wings at Hooters.
Wings are fucking good.
I just don't, I mean, they do, even though they did that South Park episode, like it is true, like don't, when the women sit down at the table with you, like they're not your friend. So it's, you know, be nice to her. She's at work. But, like, don't try to take her home.
Right.
Because she's, like, not your friend. And I feel like his friend or his new roommate, like, might not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's, like, a thing you can lay down before you get inside the Hoots.
Yeah. They're there to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
420 friendly.
420 friendly. No drama.
Keep it light and breezy.
Ranch or blue cheese.
Do you think he met his new roommate on reddit.com/r/gonewildaudio
/hootersvirgin. Do we have one more?
Yeah, this one's a big one.
Let's get it.
Brian Sunny D sent us a note mm-hmm. and said, this one's a long one, because we usually say, I mean, you know what I always say, Jordan.
Hmm.
I'm from San Francisco.
Sure.
Keep it pithy. Keep it pithy is what I always like to say about these momentous occasions. And this one, less than pithy, but Brian said,
it's worth it.
It's worth the investment. And at the end of the day, Jordan, we're all just a bunch of fucking cavemen
mm-hmm,
telling
mm-hmm,
stories
mm-hmm,
around the campfire,
mm-hmm.
drinking cowboy coffee,
eating some Macedon wings with some blue cheese or ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue cheese, though. Seriously, blue cheese.
Yeah. That's not a tough choice.
Don't shake your head at me. Fuck you if you want ranch with your wings.
Sometimes I like a ranch.
Fuck ranch.
If they'll bring out both, I'll have both.
Yeah. If I have to choose, I'll do blue cheese.
Yeah,
but I'll
absolutely.
Do both.
Blue cheese is so much fucking better than ranch.
It's way better. You're right. I do like... Here's a value that I have.
Blue cheese is the king of dressings.
Sure. Here's a value that I have.
Yeah.
Is multiple dipping sauces.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
And I will dip something in an inferior sauce for variety.
Yes.
Agree with you. If you are dipping apps,
uh-huh.
doesn't get any better than blue cheese.
Right.
But... if you got like some onion rings or something.
Rings. Rings and ranch
rings
is
with
a
your
good
wings.
Combo. Rings and ranch.
Yeah, or
is a good
some barbecue.
Yeah,
it's a nice variety.
You mix it up, and then you can appreciate the blue cheese more.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. When I say fuck ranch, I'm not saying that ranch is – it's a relative fuck ranch compared to blue cheese.
If it's a choice.
Like if you just said, would you like ranch or no ranch, of course I want ranch. I made ranch up at the cabin. I made my own ranch.
Oh, yeah?
What?
You heard about this Mississippi roast?
No.
It's like it's a roast you cook in the slow cooker. And the traditional way to make it is you use a packet of ranch dressing mix and a packet of au jus mix and a bunch of pepperoncinis.
That sounds nice.
And then you slow cook it and it comes out zesty and delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, and an entire stick of butter.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I, because I am classy, made the New York Times version.
Mm.
In the New York Times version.
It has peas in it and people are mad, right?
Yeah. You use half a stick of butter and you make the ranch. And I made the ranch. It was hella good. It turns out it's pretty easy to make ranch if you have buttermilk. Yeah, I was really surprised. There's only like four things in ranch.
So let's just finalize our argument here.
Right.
I want to come to a consensus.
Yeah.
Blue cheese, best dipping sauce. Do you agree with this?
I agree with it.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't want you to think you were pressured into, you know, joining our side if you have a different opinion, because I want to hear that opinion.
I do like I also like a sweet and sour, but that's not for the wing argument.
We don't want a situation where you're a teen, we're a dad, and blue cheese is a Tijuana prostitute.
they made me have the blue cheese and
It's okay, let it out. It's fine. It's a safe space.
It's just, you know, he
wasn't
Tijuana.
I want to be clear, he wasn't sad enough about it.
Should have been sadder.
He was too ambivalent about it.
Sure. He did seem to tell it to a guy he was sharing a dorm with.
He was bragging about it in a slightly sad way.
I mean the sad part is your dad.
Yeah.
Having any involvement, right? Like, that's the sad part, is that your dad involved?
And probably the life of a Tijuana prostitute is sad.
It might depend.
That's why I said probably.
Yeah.
I think there are probably Tijuana prostitutes who chose that life willingly.
Yeah.
Out of an abundance of economic options.
Yeah. You gotta be fucking rolling it in.
Yeah. But I don't.
A lot of dads.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of dads.
There are a lot of dads in Tijuana.
A lot of dads, a lot of big boys.
They're all looking to get them kid that first hand job.
Yeah. Gotta get it.
Yeah.
Blue cheese.
King of dressings.
King of dressings.
Mm-hmm.
King of dipping sauces.
You got it.
But if you can have some other dipping sauces around, it'll make your meal more fun.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ranch is in there, barbecue's in there, not my fave, like to have it around sometimes.
Can I ask you
And hey, can I get some love for ketchup?
No.
Okay.
Ketchup is kind of a snooze. For little kids.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't put ketchup on a burger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I don't really want to dip anything in ketchup. It's not anything to me. Give me barbecue sauce.
Okay. Boy, I thought we were going to have a summit here we could all agree, but you're taking this anti-ketchup stance.
Look, we are, if I can borrow the parlance of our friends the Doughboys, granted, we are not in a hand-holding club.
However,
we are ballpark buds.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
We're almost completely on the same page about this, but I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
And Danielle, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. What is your number one dipping app?
Oh, apps just for dipping?
Well, I just apps for dipping. They could be apps that you'll eat straight. I mean, I'd eat an onion ring or a cheese stick. I'd eat both of those straight. I don't need to dip them.
No.
But I do like to dip them.
It's fun.
I think a fried green tomato. And that's going to be...
Wow. Left field.
Yo, if it's on the menu, I'm ordering.
Where do you get
a fried green
tomato?
Very few places. But if it's on the menu, I'm
Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
No, that's where you get a Beaches.
Oh, got it.
Also great for dipping.
Is there a... I don't like tomatoes, but I do like to try new apps. Is there a place in town I could try a fried green tomato?
Yeah, there's a new fried chicken, which is so dope. A new fried chicken place that's, I think they're still in their soft open out in...
is that one in Chinatown?
I think it's Inglewood.
There's a fried chicken place in Chinatown?
There's that Memphis hot fried chicken place that's in Chinatown.
But this is Gus's. And the chicken is it's flavored all the way through and it's amazing. And the fried green tomatoes are awesome. And they don't taste, because it's a green tomato, it's like a tomatillo taste.
Okay.
It's a brighter.
Okay.
It's not very tomato.
I'm going to try this tomato.
It's pretty great. And comes with aioli for dipping.
Pretty good.
You know what? I've had fried pickles in a number of places.
Oh, yeah.
I love pickles. I love fried things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only okay with fried pickles.
Not a fan of the fried pickles.
I think they're a fun change of pace.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not fried pickle every night. But if somebody's like, let's get them, I'm like, yeah, bring them on.
You're not talking about picks on picks on picks.
No. No. I'm not going to eat picks on picks on picks. But yeah, I think it's a fun change of pace app.
Well, Jordan, you...
Also, a fried green bean is a fun change of pace
that
app.
That is a really fun one. Mm-hmm. Or like a tempura green bean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
you keep classing this joint up. We're getting down and dirty BW3 style,
mm-hmm.
and you keep classing it up foodie style.
I'm sorry. Should I go?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you're finally picking up what I was laying down.
We've got one more long call. I do want to – let's – okay. Fried
Jordan,
green tomato.
What is your top dipping
Number one dipping app. I think the most consistent home run or at least ground rule double that you're going to have at a – restaurant or sports bar.
Yeah.
Other than wings, which are the world's best food, I think it's onion rings.
Hmm.
I think you can really, even if you're in a subpar place, even if you're in a place that's a B or a C, onion rings are probably going to be pretty good. Hmm. Okay.
Really hard to
miss out. I love onion rings, mm-hmm. but I feel like onion rings, it's like one of the biggest differences between there's just a big gap, and I'm not a French fry man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with French fries, but I'm not a lover of French mm-hmm. fries. And I definitely prefer onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
But there is such a big difference between a frozen onion ring
sure.
and a cut and battered and fried mm-hmm. onion ring. That's mm-hmm. like even a bad cut and battered and fried onion ring and a good frozen onion ring. There's such a gap mm-hmm. that I feel like almost always in a B or C place, you're getting a frozen onion ring,
sure.
and I'm going to be a little disappointed. Now, here is my choice for the thing that I feel like it's idiot-proof
mm-hmm.
because even the grossest version of it is something that I definitely want to eat, and that's a mozzarella stick.
That's a solid choice.
That's a really
I will
solid
eat
choice.
A cold – I would eat a cold mozzarella stick that came from Costco and at one point was heated up in a toaster oven at a Little League baseball game's concession stand. That's how much I like a mozzarella
here's
stick.
Here's the mozzarella sticks that I have had that have broke my heart.
Uh-huh.
Are the ones where...
First of all, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston. Yep. So it's weird for me to see them together.
Yeah.
Is the one where it's they've done a shit job cooking it.
Yeah.
And it's the not melted cheese rattling around in that...
Oh, yes.
No.
In that skin.
Shit. I forgot about
that. Rattling around like a ghost in an attic.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's like a kid in a too big sleeping bag.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's like it's
yeah. You're
like,
shaking that sleeping bag, and they're just
it's like a
there.
It's like a tiny dick and some Jenkos. I feel like I love mozzarella sticks. I think they're great.
Yeah.
But those types of mozzarella sticks that I get always make if I because I'm like oh, fuck if they come out like that I'm gonna be so mad.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
So
I had not considered that. And I'm willing to move to the onion ring team because I do love onion rings. And even a frozen onion ring, the problematic, the downside.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, one of those flippy floppy little yeah. jingle jangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little sad.
One of those little sleeping bag situations. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Let's take the call.
This is tough. I want to hear what people on the Reddit have to say.
Okay.
I'm reserving my judgment until I find out what Rich Tackler thinks.
Okay. What's the best dipping app?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, JJ, go. I want to try... Oh, this is a momentous occasion, and I want to try to make it succinct, but I apologize if I am not, because I just got off of a 9-hour flight from Ferris, and yeah, I'm a little jet lagged.
Can you pause this real quick, Christian? Before we get into this story, you remember the guy that called maybe 2 weeks ago, just after he had had a vasectomy?
Mm-hmm.
He posted on the Reddit. I don't know if you saw this over there on the Reddit.
I didn't.
He posted on the Reddit. He was listening to Jordan Jesse Go, heard that momentous occasion call, had no idea that he had made it.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That's, man, put the number in your phone.
Do it.
206-984-4FUN. Okay, let's get back to Gay Paris.
And, yeah, I'm a little jet lagged and we've been up for like 24 hours. But, okay, momentous occasion. Was in the Paris airport on like a 5-hour layover. And, like every airport, every single person there just seemed tired and stressed out and trying to children from, you know, driving everyone crazy and hurting themselves and whatever. And I was wandering around trying to find just a place where I could sit for 4 hours, and ended up in some weird little corner of a terminal where the Paris airport had put a upright piano with a little sign that said, like, play your favorite Paris tune. It was in French, and my French isn't great, so it was something like that. But anyway, sitting over there, and these two guys come over, and one of them starts playing the piano, and he's actually very good, and then before I know it, they're kind of launching into like weird American karaoke kind of songs, culminating in a rousing rendition of Fish and Farmhouse, which is a song I've not intentionally listened to since the late 90s in high school. And they were the kind of guys in so many other circumstances I would have judged as being like obnoxious bro-y dude types. And yet somehow at 10 in the morning in this airport, they were so sincere and like just seemed to be like they weren't smirking and the joke wasn't on all of us who were listening. They really were like trying to entertain people, and we ended up with a nice little crowd of like people like legitimately from 20 different countries and every sort of, I don't know, class of humanity or whatever. And people were gathering around and singing songs, and it was bizarre, and especially in a moment when it sort of seems like mankind's ability to be racist and xenophobic and horrible, I don't know, is more apparent than ever. It felt like a genuinely momentous occasion, and suddenly I found myself in the happy corner of the Paris airport. So, yeah, wanted to share that. Thank you guys for an awesome show. Bye.
Can you rewind that real quick, Christian? Because I missed the part where she talked about who she fucked.
Yeah, it seems like she left it out, or maybe the audio cut out. Or
maybe
yeah,
it was that it second was... when the audio cut out that she said who was fucking.
Oh, I think it was the entire band Fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In Paris.
In Paris.
She got fucked by Fish in Paris.
Like they ran a Fish train?
Yeah, but it was crazy. It was just all noodling. Like it was just all like...
Oh, that's fun. I didn't even know Fish had songs.
Yeah, they do. You know, and I think a Fish song. I could be wrong. I'm not. Listen, you're not talking to Fish guy over
here. I read an entire book about Fish. I read our friend Nathan Raven's book.
I've also read that book.
It's a great book. I read this entire book. I don't remember any mention of them. I remember a lot of talk about the Stevie Wonder song Boogie on Reggae Woman.
Sure.
But I don't remember them even having their own song.
No, it's this song that you mentioned, Farmhouse. I think this is the closest thing that Fish has had to a hit.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe it was on the radio or something in the 90s in the, you know, Blind Melon era of music.
Fish existed then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
All this could be wrong.
Like a 1994?
And I know we say this a lot. Oh, God, I don't want you to correct me. Oh, please, I don't want to hear about this. I'm just, here's what I know about Fish. If it's wrong, don't tell me. I think that that song Farmhouse, closest thing they've had to a hit.
Yeah.
It has been on a lot of mixtapes that people have made for me.
CDs
later in life. And it is a really great one of those songs. And I will listen to it sometimes and I'm like, oh, maybe I like Fish. And I'm like, nah, I think I'll just enjoy this song and not examine Fish any closer.
It's like a Blind Melon Gin Blossoms type tune.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is a farmhouse and other stuff too.
I don't recognize
it. Are people just making you mixtapes that are based off of Ben and Jerry's flavors?
Yes, exactly. And then a Monty Python skit.
There has to be a Reddit for that.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Is it possible that you're confusing a Fish song called Farmhouse with Semisonic's Closing Time? Closing Time by Semisonic.
Yeah. This is a farmhouse. No, you can't sleep here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the same song.
Well, problem solved.
Yeah.
206-984-4FUN if you're in the band Fish or if something momentous has happened to you. We would have a guy from the band Fish on, Jordan.
Hey, Trey,
right?
Anastasio, nah, get in here.
I think he's the problematic frontman, isn't he?
Don't know. I think he's the bass player.
I think he's a guitarist.
He played bass on the Tenacious D album.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I think it was him. I think Warren from the Vandals played the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then old Foo Fighters played the drums. If I remember the Tenacious D album lineup.
You mean old Nirvana. Thank you very much. I like a little band called Nirvana.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Heard of it?
Maybe you guys
are
big
to a lot of
Foo
indie
Fighter
music.
Men, but I've got a little something called taste, Jordan, I like the music of Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So she discovered sincerity. Is that what happened?
Yeah, or feelings.
She discovered feelings?
I think she discovered that you have more feelings when you're tired.
Yeah, when you haven't slept for 24 hours and suddenly everything is beautiful and means a whole lot.
That, by the way, was a great call.
It was a great call.
All I've done is shit on this woman's call. I want to be clear that she did a fantastic job.
Good call.
And in my mind...
painted a picture.
Like... you know, she did such a great job of driving home what I see as the lesson of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like what I took home from that call, which is at the end of the day, no matter what country we're from, you know, no matter where we've been or where we're going, we're really just cavemen.
Sure.
Sitting around a fire, sharing stories.
Yeah. And sometimes that story is just the story of Fish.
Yeah.
The classic story is all the time itself.
Yeah.
The classic themes. You have man versus machine, man versus nature, guitarist versus unusual time signature.
Sure. Musicians versus audience patience.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Danielle Radford, comedian, podcaster, and thangs.
Danielle Radford, host of the new smash hit Max Fun podcast, Tights and Fights.
Yeah.
I think, what are we looking at? So let's see, this comes out next week, and next week's when Tights and Fights is premiering,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is premiere week for Tights and Fights. If you want to get with Hal Lublin, if you want to get with Danielle Radford, if you want to get with hip-hop superstar Open Mike Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like this is the podcast for you.
That's working hip-hop artist, Open Mike Eagle.
Working hip-hop artist. Making money.
Yeah. He's
loving
a man.
Father.
Professional hip-hop artist, Open Mike Eagle. You want to hear them talking about what happened on Raw? What happened on SummerSlam?
Did you know any of these names before we started doing this podcast?
What happened on
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, what?
Jake The Snake Roberts.
Gorgeous George.
Well, time is what happened on Jake The Snake Roberts. It happened all over.
I'm hit it with a folding chair.
You want to hear them talk about core professional wrestling concepts such as folk, destrucity, warrior spirit, warrior nation.
Yeah. All that stuff.
All that stuff.
Seems like this is the podcast for you.
Tights and Fights.
Mm-hmm.
Tights and Fights!
Mm-hmm.
Tights and Fights.
That's it.
Tights and Fights. Danielle, it's been a joy.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I had a really good time.
Jordan, Jesse, Go, about to be up at Max FunCon East, maxfuncon.com, up at the Now Hear This Festival. What's that? Early bird pricing is about to close.
Yeah, I think I think the day this comes out. So if you're a loyal Jordan Jesse Go listener who jumps all over that podcast,
yeah,
as soon as it drops, I think you can still go over there to the Now Hear This Festival website and get some early bird ticks. But I think if you're hearing this later than Monday, you're probably SOL. But you should get tickets anyways because it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be probably the most fun that Anaheim's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of when the Anaheim Mighty Ducks won the Stanley Cup championship.
Oh, man, that was a blast.
Oh, God, that was fun.
I flipped over so many cars.
Oh, I pissed right through the broken window of that glow-in-the-dark stuff store.
Boom. That'll show them.
Just some fun boys having fun, huh?
Fun boys.
It caused a fire. I don't know the chemistry of that.
Yeah.
But something about glow-in-the-dark plus urine equals flame.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Specifically a wall of flame.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Duenas on the boards this week. You, of course, know him as Christian Duenas Gersh of the Gersh Agency.
Duenas-Gersh.
Yeah, Christian Duenas Gersh.
God, that's a fucking NPR name. Christian Duenas Gersh.
I'm Christian Duenas Gersh.
I'm going to throw in...
Cherry Glazer.
Before we go, I'm going to throw in one more plug.
Mm-hmm.
Max Fun's longtime friend, one of the coolest, funniest ladies I've ever known, is Elizabeth Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie G, as she's known. She's a regular on My Brother and Me. She's been on Bullseye several times. She's been close friends with Judge John Hodgman for decades and has been a guest bailiff filled in for me on Judge John Hodgman. We have been making the second season of her amazing podcast, Magic Lessons, which is about being a creative person, basically. She and celebrity guests, including people like Sarah Jones and Neil Gaiman and Cheryl Strayed and all these really cool people, help people through their creative problems. These are stories of transformation. It's a beautiful, hilarious, sweary show. That could only come from a best-selling author portrayed by Julia Roberts in a hit film. No, but for real, I feel like a lot of people don't know about how cool Elizabeth Gilbert is. Get with that Magic Lessons, because that shit is what's up. It's already top 10 on iTunes. Top 10 on iTunes right now.
Grab it. Get some.
Maximum Fun's other newest podcast. Mm-hmm. You got two podcast homework assignments right now. And they will feel like homework.
Yeah. Unpleasant.
It's a real bummer.
But if you get an A, Dad's going to take you to a pizza party.
And then he's going to get you a Tijuana handjob.
Boom. Thanks, Daddy.
I'm a big boy now.
I'm a big boy.
206-984-4FUN, JJGO at MaximumFun.org, hashtag it JJGO on Tweeters. If you're on the Facebook, join that Maximum Fun Facebook group. A lot of fun going on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Reddit, of course, the subreddits are MaximumFun.reddit.com and GoneWildAudio.reddit.com. Will someone please post this week's Jordan Jesse Go and Gone Wild?
Oh, please. And someone try a jack off to it.
See what you can do.
I should say when we say jack off, we also mean lady jack offs as well. Yeah,
absolutely. This is gender neutral, just like Summer Bois.
And Big Boy.
You got it. That's it. Brian Sonny D. Fernandez looking out for us across the pond in jolly old England, working on television. He'll be back eventually. Christian hates this. I mean, Christian's just doing this for the money. Let's be honest. That's the reality of dealing with Chrissy Chris Gersh.
Sure.
Well, and then picking up hot new stars, like people who like to talk too much about Eva Marie.
Yeah.
Eva Marie Saint, the legendary Hitchcock star.
Yeah, she is a wrestler. I don't know. A lot of you are probably very behind.
She seems old for it, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she doesn't do much, but
her
what she does
are
is amazing.
Concern.
Sure.
Just her osteoporosis is a big question mark.
You know, but she's still hitting them suplexes, so that's all that really matters.
Gotta hit those suplexes.
Hit that plex. Get them wings.
Hit the plex.
Hit that plex.
We'll be back next week on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.